Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Question I have for you today is from an NFL guy who was on a podcast talking about draft. It's not about either of those things. Friend of the show, Benjamin Solak, was on a podcast yesterday in which he came up with this take, and I want to know, to which degree do you agree with it? His stance on the podcast yesterday is that eating, the act of eating, is overrated. And that he would like, and his wife likes to cook and all stuff. He would like, if he could take a pill to just never have to eat, to take the time to eat, to take the time to cook, and just wash it away. He thinks it's the biggest waste of time in his entire life, is how much time it takes to prep food, make a smoothie, then eat it, then drink it. Like, all of that time is too consuming. If he could just get rid of that portion of his life, he's would. Would you, if you could get rid of eating, take that out of the equation?
No, now the prep, we've talked about this. I don't cook very often anyway, so I agree with him that it's a lot of work. To me, not only do you miss out on enjoying the taste of the food suddenly, but there's something to be said, especially you're with people, you know, it's an entertainment, you know, you're going and you're talking to people.
It's
and
an
the
excuse
whole,
to go somewhere, yeah, do something.
That would suck if all of a sudden, like, you were the one person out of your friend group that took a pill. And they're like, hey, we're going to go grab some dinner. Do you want to meet us there? And you're like,
cool, I'll just hang out.
I mean, I'll have a drink, I guess, and I'll just sit and watch you guys eat. No, I don't want to take a pill to eat. I want to enjoy the taste of the food.
I tell you this much. I thought he was way off base here. Someone said it was a good point. I think it's one of the dumbest takes I've ever heard. And I would tell him as much if he was on. I don't think he'd be offended. We've invited him to come on the show, not to discuss this, but to discuss draft. I enjoy every part of the process of the food, like, except for the dishes, I guess, right? Nobody likes that part of it. I don't find that horribly inconvenient. I'd rather do dishes over about 15 or 20 other chores. I'd rather do it than mow. I'd rather do it than fold or put away laundry. So, like, it's way higher on the list anyway. But I enjoy the process of, I don't mind going to the grocery store. I like to prepare the food and cook it. I like to sit around and eat it and enjoy it. It's like food is like an enjoyable thing in life. Yeah. Oh, look at this. Like, you like the taste of a Reese's peanut butter cup. You like the taste of the food. Why would you want that gone from your life?
Yeah, you know? No, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. It's something you do with other people and you lose the great taste of food. So I disagree on the take a pill and then you're just full all day and you get all the nutrients and that's it. No.
I mean, I got to be honest. I feel like it's got to be one of life's five best things you do. This person said it's eating is the only thing that brings me unadulterated joy. This is a disgusting take. Another person said it's just one of the most disgusting things to watch another person do. I don't often watch people
but
eat.
But I think this is if you take that pill, you're just going to be sitting and watching everybody eat because you're not going to be eating.
That's very weird.
That's very true. What about you, Drew? You like food enough to just get rid of it?
No, I'm with you guys. I see. There's no benefit to being able. The only benefit, I guess, if you really wanted to try to find one and reach,
you save a lot of time in your life.
You save time.
Never tasting brisket or ribs ever again.
Forget that.
Look, I'll tell you. Like, I count time in a way that is probably unhealthy at times. In that sense, right? So, like, right after baseball announced they're going to the pitch clock, and they announced the amount of time it would save you per game, I sent Vern a text and I said, I can't. And then I thought about how much time in my life I wasted watching baseball games. And I love baseball. But like the year I spent as the Royals insider, had baseball been on the pitch clock, I would have saved 3.5 days of my life. Days.
For that one season or for just
for
the time
that
you...
For one season, Drew. Wow. For one season, I lost 3.5 days of my life because they had not yet employed a pitch clock. So like that part of the food thing is the only temptation is if you think about the amount of time I like prep my kids' lunches, prep my kids' dinners, make dinner, eat the dinner. Like you are talking about an extreme amount of time. But I will say, the eating part of dinner, I'm almost always doing something else I would be doing. Talking to somebody else, watching a show. Like, you're almost always doing another thing.
It's a great
way
to have that the community feeling, if you will.
Now, some people are taking it deeper and thinking more on the financial, and someone's like, hey, if I could just take the pill and all of a sudden you're not paying money for food. Let's assume the pill is still costing you the same amount as what the food would cost. Because, yes, if you're like, hey, I can save thousands of dollars on food a year.
But again, I like eating. I'm willing to spend that money. That's an entertainment expense as far as I'm concerned.
What do you think about
it? I want to eat the food.
If a pill replaced food for you, that pill has to be extremely expensive. Yeah. It might even be more than what you would regularly to make food.
Someone said this might just essentially be Ozempic. Just makes you mad.
Mounjaro and Ozempic or whatever. Inside NBA
that
got into a
last
great...
Night.
Chuck and... Was that last night? Yeah.
Yeah.
Charles and Chuck and the whole crew were fantastic. They were giving Chuck a hard time about... Because he's lost a lot of weight or whatever. But they're like... And he's like, I'm on a drug. And then they just lost it on set. And he's like that. And so they were joking about Mounjaro and Ozempic or whatever. And then that whole show is fantastic. Someone says, which of the five senses then would you pick to lose the rest of your life? Well, currently, I can't smell. So I guess that's my pick. We've survived so far 4 months of it.
Well, it turns out I need to be able to hear for this job.
Yeah,
I'm not going to choose to be blind.
No, so
yeah. Those two.
I think
are
the smell is the answer.
Smell is the obvious one.
Now, it does impact your taste a little bit, although most of my taste is back. But I think the smell would be the one, even though it still sucks.
I'm not choosing touch.
No, touch, definitely not. No, I think the
it's
vision.
It's really just smelling or.
Vision in the vision's like the, for me, would be the most devastating thing to lose, honestly.
Yes, agreed.
More than hearing?
Yeah, I think vision. No, see,
I think I'd rather be.
No,
really?
I got to be able to see, man. Gotta
you
be
you
see.
Would rather.
Because you can see, and then, like, if you know what I'm saying? Like, if you didn't have your vision and you can hear.
No music, no, like, just so many things that are gone.
Yeah.
I guess
if
you can't see, there's no TV. You can't really just like listen to
the one.
Enjoyment.
Anyway. Probably.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously. Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.